This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
To another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, and for that we thank you. A little gratitude moment for all of our fine listeners today on What's On Your Mind. Take a bow. Thank you very much. You're the reason we're here, and we appreciate you very much. You can text us 24/7. I'm at 367-2054, 367-2054, and Todd is at 226-8503, or you can call us at 800-228-0550. Next up, busy guy today, so we're going to get right to him. Eugene Grainer of Heartland Investor Services on what the heck happened over the weekend in this oil price war, as it's being called, between Russia and the OPEC nations and Saudi Arabia, and what it means for North Dakota. Eugene, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Scott. Yes, up until Friday, the coronavirus fear was basically a V-bottom potential thing. It was demand was being short-term pulled offline. China, most people don't realize that 20% of all the flights in the world originate in and out of China, and either coming in or going out. And so when they shut down China's traffic with air freight and such, there went 20% of oil usage or energy usage for flights, let alone the rail services that are down. And it was anticipated about 3 million barrels worth of Chinese usage had dropped offline. But the thing is, that usage was coming back. And so it wasn't a structural change in oil prices that was downdrafting it. It was just a short-term glut that was going to get worked through. Over the weekend on Saturday, that's the game changer what hit oil prices. And I know a lot of people are this morning saying, oh, buy it. It's going to go back up. It's cheap. It always goes back up. Yes, it'll go back up eventually, but not probably this summer, because here's what happened over the weekend. Last week, Russia had walked out of the OPEC meetings, would not agree to oil cuts to help sustain prices, lift prices back up again, as they believed, as reality is, demand was going to come back anyway. But it irritated Saudi Arabia, the largest member, controlling member of OPEC that pretty much steers everything around there, was upset that they wouldn't work with them. And so Saudi Arabia on its own had decided, fine, since we're losing our power with OPEC, we're going to take it back, and we want it back by getting our market share back. And so they announced on Saturday that they were increasing their production by 2 million barrels a day, up to 12 million barrels. Now, keep in mind, the cuts they were looking for last week was anywhere from a million to a million and a half barrels a day. And instead, they flipped it the other way, knowing full well the prices would collapse on this. What they've decided to do is to make their budgets, since they were restricting their production, you know, they needed to hit price goals on the marketplace. So as long as X times Y equals Z, they get the right amount of revenue to pay their bills, they can make it work. Well, now they made a decision, we're going to be like an American farmer. We're just going to go for massive bushels and make it on massive production. So in the end, what they're doing is, yeah, the price of oil went down substantially. They're just going to punch out more oil to pay for the bills. You know, you kind of look at Saudi Arabia, President Trump, he always likes to say that Harold Hamm, you know, he can put a straw on the ground and oil flows. Well, the problem is, that's a very expensive straw that Harold Hamm sticks in the ground. You look at Saudi Arabia, they stick a straw on the ground, and it only costs them $5 a barrel. They have the infrastructure, they have the ability and the wherewithal to increase production well more than the 2 million barrels that they recruited to doing this. Well, many people say, well, it won't last long because, you know, companies can't take all this prices this low. That's what they're counting on. In this fight between Russia and Saudi Arabia, flexing their muscles back and forth to see who's got the power, it's anticipated they want collateral damage to be shale oil production, put the price of oil down so that it stays down for a long period of time where a lot of these companies go out of business. It's their intent to see that. Just 30 minutes ago, Russia put out a statement that they're prepared to endure $25 barrel of oil for 10 years. That ought to wake your eyeballs up. So here's what will change the dynamics of this game right now as we go forward. As you know, eventually coronavirus is going to go away. Eventually China will come back online using that oil. Well, will Saudi Arabia continue to dial up production to keep that price depressed? You know, possibly some of it, but it's going to probably be a struggle for oil to crawl back above $40 a barrel anytime soon, and when I mean that, by towards fall. Now, another thing that's going to happen that's going to restrict supply is eventually some of these banks are going to tighten up on these oil companies that frack because of the expense of it, and some wells are not going to get fracked. Well, everybody pretty much knows in North Dakota these fracked wells, they burst the best supply initially, and then as the months go by, they start to deplete themselves and level off. Well, if that constant fracking new supply coming online, that bursting, that helps keep our production strong, even though we've had rig counts, you know, kind of stabilized, backed off here over the last 6 months, we're still doing okay with our production. U.S. is still the largest producer of oil in the world, followed by Saudi Arabia, followed by Russia. But the thing is, when you put Russia, Saudi Arabia, and OPEC all together, I mean, it's a controlling factor. Well, right now, the two biggest suppliers of oil in the world behind the U.S. have decided to go to war with each other to see who can chase. It's like a gas war. Remember how when the gas pumps would drop and somebody was fighting another gas station, they'd go in a gas war? It's a matter of how long is it going to last before one of them says uncle. Well, the problem with this current war between Saudi Arabia and Russia is you're dealing with two egos. Some would like to say the prince leader of Saudi Arabia is a crackhead. You know, and others, you know what Putin is. He's a very strong-willed man. Is Putin going to take his hat off this week and put it in hand and say, "Oh, I'm sorry, let's talk"?
Well, I was going to ask you, what was this? Wasn't Russia initially on this idea of lowering production so the price would go up? You put upward pressure on price by lowering the supplies. Wasn't Russia initially in on that deal with OPEC?
The answer is no, they weren't. They went to the meetings stating that they were not, you know, open to that concept. But they went to the meetings anyway to talk, and Saudi Arabia and OPEC members could not convince Russia to change their mind. Because I believe in the mindset Putin had is, why are you guys freaking out here? Because eventually demand's going to come back and oil prices will float back up. There's no use us cutting our production right now again and basically helping out the U.S., so to speak, and a North Sea crew from other providers like Norway. And so they walked away from that meeting, and that's when the oil prices took their spill from $48 a barrel down to $42 on Friday. What we don't know is behind the scenes is probably Saudi Arabia was planning this out, and they sold thousands of contracts of oil short on WTI and Brent oil to kind of hedge up their losses for now. So they're really selling oil in the 40s right now because it's hedged off. And they're prepared to do this for a duration of time. Now, what is duration? Well, let me show you how wars work. The Chinese trade war. I'll admit for one, right away, up front, I didn't think it was going to last as long as it did. And it did. Because the wills of China and the wills of Trump locked horns, and nothing happened for 18 months. And even after the end of 18 months, unfortunately, coronavirus came along and kind of mucked up our phase one. And phase one is on stall right now. And our administration is giving China that leeway to stall for a while because they know, well, their borders are shut. How are they going to bring stuff in? Only certain borders are open, and it's just for critical supplies that are moving. And so when you think of trade wars like this and egos involved, this isn't a one and done. Well, this isn't, oh, it'll be over this week. Let's just go buy crude oil. It's going back up again. I mean, you can invest in some of these oil company stocks right now. That's all fine and dandy. But as we get months down the road, you're going to see how we're not likely to get above $40 oil. I mean, the one thing that can throw that out, what I just said, a war. And maybe that does come into play. Maybe a war does occur in the Middle East somewhere and the supply chains get, you know, knocked out. Okay, there's always that caveat in the background. Another caveat to change is U.S. dollar. Anybody notice the U.S. dollar falling out of bed right now? But is it a spike down in recovery, or is the dollar transitionally turning into a downtrend for the rest of the year? Well, that could support oil ultimately. But in the grand scope, when you look at the zone of oil pricing, yeah, oil hit $27 overnight, and it's already at $34. The bouncing effect is there because the market knows people are going to jump on this, and so they're going to feed it to them. They made the initial first shoe drop, and now we're getting this bouncing effect, which will run out of gas because there's going to be willing sellers of this excess oil supply on these bounces because Saudi Arabia is committed to doing what they're doing. And when you have a glut of oil supply, it's going to be hard to push this thing back over 40. Could oil go to 35, 36, 37, 38? Yes. On a trading aspect of it for a week or so, it's all plausible. But just like the Chinese trade war and soybeans when the markets were pinballing around, there was rallies. but those rallies were always shallower than the previous highs, and then lows were re-challenged or new lows were made. And with a statement from Russia just a half an hour ago that they're prepared to endure $25 oil for 10 years, that kind of tells you, you know what, option buying in oil isn't going to work. They're going to burn you out.
But by the way, that's bluster too, isn't it? I mean, Russia's economy can't withstand that.
Not necessarily, no. Not unless they dial up production to offset the lost revenue with barrels, kind of like large farmers do with bushels. I mean, Russia could do that too. Now, do they have the initial capacity to jump it more than a million barrels a day? No. They are cut back. They have cut back, but they could jump a million. In order to jump more than that, it's going to take a timeline. There's going to have to be infrastructure built out and more wells. But they do have enough idled that they could jump a million. Well, if you got them jumping a million and Saudi Arabia jumped to 12 million, Saudi Arabia can easily go to 15 million. And so you've got a fight of wills where they're not fighting with the U.S., but they both know a wonderful thing can happen. It's called collateral damage. We get to push back on the largest producer of oil in the world right now, and that's the U.S.
All right. I want to just ask you a couple more questions if you have
sure.
the time. Eugene, hang on after the break here. President Trump has tweeted just a few minutes ago, good for the consumer, gasoline prices coming down. Saudi Arabia and Russia are arguing over the price and flow of oil. That and the fake news is the reason for the market drop. We'll get Eugene's take on that when we come back. Eugene Greiner from Heartland Investor Services on What's On Your Mind.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken, that's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess, working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Peklich of Peklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Peklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Titan Machinery has the most versatile tractors on the market, the new generation T7 series from New Holland. These tractors expertly handle the field work of row crop and mixed farming operations, as well as tough hauling, transport, and utility chores. Nine models from 140 to 3,000 horsepower give you precise control and best-in-class comfort of the Horizon cab. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about New Holland T7 tractors today. They give you power, versatility, comfort, and efficiency.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
In part by our friends at the University of Mary, encouraging you to check out the website or give them a call and find out about how A fresh start might be just the thing you need this spring. Classes start May 4th. If you'd like to take that first step towards that first start, enroll in an undergraduate, graduate, or certificate program and boost your career opportunities. The University of Mary is an affordable choice. Enhance your skills and advance your career. Mary values your prior education and life experience. If you contact them, they can tell you all about how your past experience can count for credit. This works very well. Classes available online and in the evenings, allowing you to choose the best way to learn while still working and fulfilling your other responsibilities. So again, May 4th is when classes start. If you tell them you heard this on What's On Your Mind, your application fee is waived. Isn't that nice? umary.edu or call them at 701-355-8030. 701-355-8030. Eugene Grainer is here from Heartland Investor Services. We're talking about what's happening in the market today. Down right now, 1,450 points. That's about 5%. It was down over 7% at 2,000 points in one day. We might not see that again for a long, long time. Eugene, who knows? But the president is saying the market is down because of the Saudi and Russia dust-up over the price of oil, and also the fake news, meaning all the coronavirus stuff. Do you think it's those two things?
Well, he's correct, and I got to break that out. As far as the coronavirus news and those that continue to educate themselves on it, if we just keep our heads about ourselves, yes, more people are going to get the flu this year, and more elderly or the very infant young are at mortality risk. But outside of getting the flu, how it spreads is a scary thing. But the bulk of us will get the flu. It'll go through it. I have a daughter flying home next week for spring break, and she's in bio. She's going to be a biologist eventually into medicine, and she's not concerned about it. She's going to do the appropriate measures you all know about. And if she brings it home to us, we all know we're fine with it. It's going to go by. But that is the fake news of the fear of the world is coming to end on coronavirus. Now let's go to the Russian thing. Yes, he's correct about that. And this is why it's not a V bottom, a one and done. It comes down, it's over with this week. By next week, we're recovering. No, this is going to be with us the rest of the year. This is going to affect us. And the reason why I agreed to come on here is because we're experiencing this flush of calls. People want to buy oil. We've got to tell them the facts of life here. Yeah, you can make a couple bucks. Just don't think you're going to buy oil here and it's going back up to $45, $50. You're going to do well like in 2016. It took us a few months to recover. This is going to be a protracted affair like a Chinese trade war with the U.S., the war with Russia and Saudi Arabia. This is going to play out over the summer into the fall, into next spring probably. And what will help us come back up, which is going to be slow in developing, is for demand to rally again from China. Their production needs. And it's not going to be overnight come back, but it's going to come back. What's going to happen in the U.S.? We've yet to experience recessionary action other than the perception of it. Well, sometimes perception can lead to reality if you push a lie long enough, so to speak, as the saying goes. And so with that, we're dealing with almost a self-imposed slowing in the economy, which will also use less oil. Now, on the other side of this, like I said, the improving demand, we also know that fracking oil, if we're not replacing, new wells coming online all the time, our 13 million plus barrels a day is in jeopardy, and we're going to start coming off on supply. Okay, so that'll pull back. How much is Saudi Arabia prepared to continue to up the ante? Because they want to put the pressure on Russia to teach them a lesson to have basically stabbed them in the back. What happened in 1999, kind of the same thing. They were coming around and they wouldn't join OPEC. Oil went to $7 a barrel. For those that don't remember, 99-cent gas in 1999. That said, they know the fight will also have a positive effect for the two partners, Russia and Saudi Arabia, who are not partners, is to destroy U.S. production. And that it doesn't happen by holding the price down for a month. They intend to, it's going to be sub 40, and I fear to say these words too often, we're going to go sub 30 again. I do not think that test at $27 is our last attempt at it. I think we could be there again. Maybe it takes a month. That's how these things work. Everybody lives in these worlds where they feel it's like a movie. You know, we can have it over and done in a day or a couple hours. This takes time, and so when people see things hold together for a while, oh, it's holding now, let's buy it. Yeah, they give them enough time to get in there, give them enough rope to string them in, then down the price goes again. That's
so bottom line, don't witness this as a buying opportunity yet. Right now, yeah, it is not.
It ultimately will be. I'll not question that. But if you're buying futures, be careful, because the deferred contracts carry premium, and they're going to get drugged down. As far as buying oil stocks, you know, as the time goes by and their earnings, you know, reflect this problem, they're all going to drift. You know, be careful with the penny stocks now, like Whiting. I mean, they're under a dollar. Everybody thinks, oh, buy them quick. You know, I'll double my money. Yeah, well, right. All of a sudden, their credit lines get cut off.
Well, speaking of Whiting, a listener wants to know: can you explain how this pricing is going to affect all of North Dakota? What does the price need to find in order to keep production going in North Dakota? Do you believe?
That's up to be answered by the heads of these companies, and I think usually we got to stay north of 35 to be even thought to be okay. 40, I think, is where they're hoping to be surviving, but prices down here, this is non-surviving. This is where the CFOs have extreme conversations with the banks and maintaining credit lines. I mean, they have credit lines when the price oil's up. When the oil's down, their credit lines get put into question. And then that's where all of a sudden, well, holes just don't get blown. You know, fracks don't occur. Or they're not drilling for new fracking because those are expensive outlays of cash. Now it's about surviving. And so now they're just going to survive possibly as we go forward in time just with what they got. A well that was destined to be fracked this week is probably going to get fracked. But each week we go forward, the reality is going to set in on this. This is not a one and done. We could have worked out of this coronavirus break here. That would have went away in a matter of months. This, we got to, again, talk about who are we dealing with. We're dealing with Putin, an ego. We're dealing with Saudi Arabia, who was crossed by Russia, and they're going to prove a point to Russia. Who sets the price or who still has the power to produce oil and back it off fast? And that's Saudi Arabia. And so that's the environment we're in. So be careful. You might be buying too early. There's been a bounce now off of last night. So it would have been sweet if you could have bought $27 oil. You can't buy it right now there. It was already $32 when the sun came up, and it's $34 right now. But, you know, upside, you know, maybe it makes it to $37, $38. But in my professional opinion, this oil, and when I say things like that, everybody knows when I speak something, it's usually right. And with that, outside of a war or Trump taking his hat off, putting it in his hand and saying, I'm sorry, oil's not going over $40 for quite some time. The rallies are going to get sold. And the bottom prices are going to get checked.
I want to ask you one quick thing. We'll have a minute left. Texter says, I just tuned in. Could you ask Eugene how much of Saudi Arabia's decision to pump is linked to their desire to hurt their enemy, Iran?
That's a good question. I don't have an answer for that right now. It's a possibility. That's a piece of it. It's possible. I can't deny that. But
here's another one.
The target was Russia.
Does Eugene think that spring wheat and soybean markets will continue to free fall? Do we need to cut our losses and get out now?
Well, if you'd been following me, the free advice I gave on the radio and in my newsletter in January, I was saying, if you've got grain to sell here in the first quarter of this year, you need to sell it now, back in January. I can't give advice down here at these prices. I will tell you, I think we're working out raw values in here, and China will be buying our grains here later on. The problem is South America, they're getting rain this week on crops that are needing it. Their corn is getting rain where it's going to get planted, and so production supplies continue to be a problem. But the U.S. dollar is in the tank. Right now, I'm telling you that's a plus, but that's weeks and months to come.
You can call Eugene at 701-222-0221, or you can go to heartlandinvest.com and get that newsletter. Sign up for it and get all this great information all the time in your palm of your hand. Thanks, Eugene. Good to talk to you.
Thanks for having me on.
And one busy guy today, so we appreciate his time on the program to give you the latest info. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Make 2020 the year you see Scandinavia. The Scandinavia Tour is coming May 10th from Juven Tours and Travel, the premier operator of Scandinavian tours in the upper Midwest. May 10th through the 23rd, the Scandinavia Tour, very popular. May 25th, the official Norsk Høstfest Norway Tour. May 25th to June 7th. The Norway Luxury Tour 1 is June 1st to June 14th. The 44th annual Norway Luxury Tour 2, July 20th to August 4th is great fun. And the best of Norway is August 10th through August 22nd. There's something for everyone. And the best part about Juven Tours and Travel and their tours of Scandinavia, you don't just see the awesome beauty, the fjords, the waterfalls, the mountains. You meet the people, and their memories last a lifetime. Call Juven Tours and Travel today for more information. Hurry, these tours are filling up. 237-9000. 701-237-9000 or toll free at 800-343-0093.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A new trading week on Wall Street gets off to a horrible start as coronavirus concerns only seem to get worse. Trading was halted on Wall Street immediately after opening this morning. The S&P 500 fell 7% within the first few minutes. It triggered an automatic 15-minute break in trading. Chief market strategist at National Securities Art Hogan explains the process.
The concept behind that is let's put the brakes on, let people think about what they're actually doing and are they reacting appropriately to the magnitude of negative news that we have.
The Dow has been down over 2,000 points in early trading. Besides coronavirus concerns, an oil production war between Russia and Saudi Arabia has sent oil prices plunging, only making things worse on Wall Street. A cruise ship that's been quarantined off the California coast due to the coronavirus will be coming to shore today. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
It ain't no surprise. Sparks started flying like the 4th of July. She gets me so high, my heart starts popping. We get to kissing, there ain't no stopping. When it comes to love, she ain't no slacker. My little darling is a firecracker.
Back on What's On Your Mind at 28 before the top of the hour. My friend Scott Hannon here. Todd, the radio god, Mitchell, and Kevin Flynn along. Daniel, answering your calls when you call us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I didn't get a chance to get to all of the calls for Eugene Grainer, but we'll have him back. We'll have him back and continue to tackle this and see how long this thing lasts. I'm also getting a lot of comments from folks saying, I don't know, I smell a rat here. Coronavirus in China, where it originated. Oil price in Russia, where it started. Economy rolling along and, President Trump looking for re-election and all of a sudden it's punch and punch. I don't know. Our next guest may be able to help us a little bit with that. Brigadier General Robert Spalding, retired from the U.S. Air Force, has written a book called Stealth War, How China Took Over While America's Elite Slept. Many of you in the audience have brought to my attention different versions of this. Michael Pillsbury has been a guest of ours before the 100-year marathon. China's secret strategy to replace America as the global superpower. This is not conspiracy stuff. This is get your arms around it, try to understand it, find out how we prevent it kind of stuff. General Spalding, thanks for taking the time for us today on What's On Your Mind. How are you, sir?
Thank you. Great to be here.
So are we in a stealth war right now? We just don't know it?
We've been in one for decades, and unfortunately, we just didn't understand the nature of it, and it's because we are so successful on the military battlefield that we were unable to comprehend just how serious this conflict had become, because it had totally bypassed our traditional way of competing with nation states, particularly after the end of the Cold War.
Do you think the coronavirus, as an example, started supposedly in a lab in China by some reports and has now become an issue? Obviously, it's not the, I don't believe it's the, horrible global medical situation that is being portrayed in much of the media, just based on the numbers at this point, but we really don't know. I mean, is that part of the stealth war or something like that, or do you think that's too far-fetched?
Well, I don't think it's far-fetched. I think the key phrase that you said there is we don't know, and that's because the Chinese Communist Party is extremely opaque in terms of the way they operate, and they're controlling, and it is a totalitarian regime. So they control information, they keep a lid on everything, they essentially censor everything. So it's very difficult to actually know what ground truth is. And so it's just as easy to believe the numbers coming out of the Chinese Communist Party in terms of, you know, how many people are sick and what the fatalities are, as it is to believe those that are saying that it was made in the lab. Unfortunately, when you don't have transparency from a regime, you know, that's the outcome you get, is that you have this uncertainty with regard to what the truth is.
And try operating in that vacuum, right? So how are we as, you know, an intelligence apparatus, as a country, able to glean information about what is happening there? Tell us a little bit about what formed your basis for this this book, Stealth War, and how are we getting that information? How are we staying ahead of it?
Well, so most of the stuff that that you find, you know, of course, I spent most of my career in the military, so a lot of our information comes from the intelligence community. And if you look at the intelligence record, you know, the things that I talk about in the Stealth War, those just weren't covered by our intelligence community. You know, understanding what the Chinese Communist Party is doing to influence our elite and our population using business and finance and the internet is not something that the intelligence community is tasked to look at. And actually, it's quite difficult because it requires that you collect information on Americans. And that's something that they're forbidden to do. And so really, the only way that you're able to kind of suss this out is to talk to people that actually deal with the Chinese. And so that's in large respect, it's business people, but it's also people in universities and people in the media, people in government and think tanks, and politics. And you have to kind of dig below the surface of where the reporting is happening, because quite frankly, most of this stuff is hidden from view, and most of it happens in private. And so that's the difficulty of uncovering it, because most people are afraid to come forward because either their company or themselves will face some kind of retribution that, you know, affects them financially.
Sometimes it isn't hidden, but most times it is, right? Like I'm thinking of Joe Biden, and the vice president's son, Hunter Biden. What was that, like a, you know, an investment fund with $1 billion or something like that? That obviously was a part of the game, right?
Yeah, but I mean, there again, it was somebody that did investigative journalism to actually to show that you know, he received it was $1.5 billion for Bohai Harvest, which was the private equity fund that he was a part of. You know, so it's not something that, you know, unless somebody goes out and actually digs a little bit, which, you know, in today's media environment we're typically not prepared to do, it doesn't come to light. And so, yeah, there's a few famous people that have been essentially brought out into the open, but there's a lot more, millions more, that are affected every single day that we never hear about.
You talk about in your book, Montana, where we have listeners as well, a situation with Montana Senator Steve Daines, who back in 2017 helped broker a deal with Montana-sourced beef in about a $200 million purchase by the Chinese, and then later went over there and ended up giving them some good media and defending them a little bit on the control of Tibet. So is that an example of how they sort of do the dance? Hey, we're going to buy some beef from you, and we expect a favor in return.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, so it's very difficult to, you know, that's not necessarily illegal. It's not quid pro quo. It's it's essentially, you know, what's considered good practice if you have a business partner or, you know, somebody bringing jobs or economic development to your state, then you want to go ahead and support them. But what's kind of hidden is what that means in terms of the influence it grants the Chinese Communist Party for perpetuating their own interests. You know, there's another, I don't go talk about this in the book, but there's a factory outside of Nellis Air Force Base that was going to build electric cars called Faraday Futures, where the mayor of Las Vegas actually came to the base commander and asked him not to say anything about the fact that the Chinese were making or building a high-tech manufacturing facility right off the departure end of one of our most secure Air Force bases. So, and he was doing it because of jobs for Las Vegas. So these things happen, and they're not really, it's not apparent that somebody is doing anything wrong or illegal. It's just what happens with globalization when you bring in a totalitarian regime and they have full access to your society, then they start to move things in ways that are, you know, we're not prepared to deal with. Our systems and institutions aren't prepared to deal with a number two economy that essentially repudiates all of the norms and rules and laws of our nation and in international rules and laws as well.
You have a whole chapter on stealing intellectual property, and we've been hearing about this for a long time, and that was a big part of the trade deal as well, because people wanted provisions on their own intellectual property. What can we do about that? I would assume we've at least gone to the next level in this most recent trade deal. They're working on another trade deal, but what should we do to, you know, punish the theft that China does here with our intellectual property?
Well, I mean, it's very difficult, for example, for U.S. companies to sue Chinese companies because the Chinese companies are actually backed by the state. So there's a single office in Beijing that handles all lawsuits of Chinese companies in the United States. And they retain some of the top law firms in the country to do this. And so, you know, trying to get satisfaction through the legal system when you have an entire nation that is using our legal system against our own companies is very difficult. And so really the only thing you can do is begin to create the kind of institutional enforcement mechanisms that we had during the Cold War. During the Cold War, we had something called COCOM, and that was essentially a treaty with all of our democratic allies. And that treaty said we're not going to trade with the Soviet Union. Now, I doubt that we're going to reconstitute COCOM, but what we have been trying to do, especially since the National Security Strategy came out in December of 2017, is to go to our allies and partners and tell them, you know, that our security relationship needs to be buttressed by economic and financial and informational relationships that understand the vulnerabilities that come through these connections with China. And so if you're allowing your country to bring in Chinese goods that are then stamped made in your country for the purpose of evading tariffs, that's one example of what the Chinese do by hijacking, you know, our trading relationships with our democratic allies and partners. And so what we said is, we need to have a new system where if you are allowing that kind of behavior to happen, then we're going to treat you just like the Chinese, because essentially you're allowing them to use you as a proxy. And so this is kind of the feature behind the USMCA, the Mexico-Canada trade agreement, and some of the other bilateral trade agreements that we've been negotiating. The problem is, you know, that it's cumbersome. It takes a long time. We're basically having to stitch together, you know, the international order, because we brought China into the existing one in a way that allows them to essentially hijack all the free trade rules and certainly human rights and civil liberties.
Take a break. When we come back, we'll ask Brigadier General Robert Spalding, author of the book Stealth War, How China Took Over While America's Elite Slept, about, number one, what it is the Chinese want. What is this? So what is the end game, this 100-year marathon that they're after? And what do we do about it? Why don't we change course? More after this.
Hi, Lacey here from Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Rumor has it, we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall around them is cracking, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait till spring.
Call us today at 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount. Precision Concrete Cutters will help you get a jump on spring.
I'm Jim, I'm IndieFlagpoleGuy.com, and I invite you to my exciting web and local television series, The Flagpole Guy Chronicles. We're documenting historical events of patriotism all across the Fruited Plains, stories of faith, hope, and love, celebrating the American experience and the American dream. Join me on YouTube, or check your local listings. And thank you.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit IndieFlagpoleGuy.com today.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
GMC.com, home of the Final Four Atlanta 2020 official SUV, the Buick SUV, the official SUV of March Madness. You can get 0% APR for qualified buyers on most 2020 Buick SUV models, plus lots more. Check it out, Schwann, BuickGMC.com.
Here's something we don't think about every day, and that is the desires of China as it relates to the United States. Obviously, they're a juggernaut, and we found that out with the coronavirus. There are disruptions in our supply chain and maybe more. So they're tied to our economy in a big way. But do they mean us well, or do they mean us harm? We're in a stealth war, says Brigadier General Robert Spalding, author of the book Stealth War, How America Took Over While America's Elite Slept. What do they want? What is Xi and others in China, what is their, you know, as they sit there and, you know, rub their hands together and think about what could be, what do they want for the U.S.?
So, I mean, it's very easy. What they want to do is seek, relationships, economic, financial, and informational that allow them to compel adversaries, and they think of adversaries as any free country, to accept their interests. In other words, they want to be able to have the power to dictate how we respond to them, both internationally, but also in our own communities. And so when we go back to the NBA, where they're able to essentially almost get the NBA to fire Daryl Morey for tweeting about Hong Kong, they want to have that kind of power over individuals and democracies everywhere, because they're afraid, deathly afraid, of the Chinese people, of learning about democracy and learning about the history of the Chinese Communist Party, which is quite brutal and totalitarian. And in order to prevent that, they needed to suppress the media that's outside of China to prevent them from creating that kind of narrative that the Chinese people can understand. And so it's very important for them to suppress not just their own people, but also people outside of their borders. And they do that through globalization and the internet. And so, when we tend to think about, national security, we think of geography, and that's why weapons like fighters and tanks and ships and submarines are so important to our national security. But in the 21st century, it's much more about finance and economics and data, because you can use those things, because we have almost an entirely open
got a guest, huh?
To influence people.
Wait a
minute. Kev, we just, your mic's on there.
Sorry, I got a great Biden drop from the weekend for you.
Did it talk about China, or is it something for it?
Oh, no. Let's see here.
Term was primary from a campaign that's about negative attacks into one about what we're for, because we cannot get reelect. We cannot win this reelection. Excuse me, we can only reelect Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Did you hear that? Did you see that one?
I did, yeah. Yep. Anyway, we continue our chat with Robert Spalding, the author of Stealth War, How China Took Over While America's Elite Slept. A couple minutes left here. A texter wanted to know if we should worry about, and you're talking about the tools they would use, Robert. This particular listener wanted to know, would they be crossing the border? Would they be coming in that way? I mean, is it the kind of thing where they infiltrate here, or, is that far-fetched?
It's not far-fetched. Actually, last year, 2019, 1,100, over 1,100 Chinese crossed the southern border.
Legally or illegally?
Well, illegally.
Illegally.
They were caught. So 1,100 were caught. So probably I would venture to say many more were made.
Okay.
In,
so what's going on there? So they're crossing the border illegally. By the way, another reason to secure the southern border. Why? What are they going to do?
Well, I mean, ostensibly it could be they could claim that they're seeking employment, refugee status, but they could also be, part of infiltration by the Chinese Communist Party. The fact remains that that regime has total control over the 1.4 billion population of China.
What should we do? What should the average American do? What should our elected leaders do? What's not being done that should be done related to your concerns here?
Yeah, so I think the tariffs actually need to be made permanent and increased on Chinese goods, because that's one of the ways that they undermine our economy. The other thing that we need to do is really prevent our retirement funds from being invested in Chinese companies, because now hundreds of billions of dollars of our retirement funds are pouring in. And finally, we ought to incentivize U.S. corporations to do manufacturing here in the United States. We've stopped investing in our own country, and we've been investing in China for over two decades now. And so our infrastructure is falling apart. We have no manufacturing to speak of anymore. our science and technology research and development funding has dropped to historic lows, and we don't educate any scientists or engineers anymore because we're mostly they're mostly Chinese students that are in our universities taking those degrees. So it's really about investing in our country once again, like we did during the Cold War.
Very interesting. You know, before this latest dust up with coronavirus, they were inching towards an infrastructure deal. You look at China's infrastructure compared to ours, that'd be one area we could invest in and get everybody to agree. But all good points. This is a fascinating conversation and one that we should keep front and center for sure. Thanks for the book, Robert Spalding. Thanks for the time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Retired from the U.S. Air Force, Brigadier General Robert Spalding, and the book is Stealth War, How China Took Over While America's Elite Slept. We're out of time. We'll see you tomorrow on What's On Your Mind, live from the University of Mary.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.